Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mary Blake, welcoming you to our show, which I am not sure right now. Nothing is going to be happening. Hello? Candy?
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Hello?
I haven't been able to get in touch with Ada Marie, so I don't think we're going to have a show.
Well, somebody should somebody should interview you.
Well,
you should take the calls.
There's no one on the line except you. So I suspect we should wait a few minutes and see what happens.
Okay.
You asked a call last week. Did you get some? Did you find? Well, let's see. Here is someone here right now. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Oh yes.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah,
this is Sharon. Hi, Sharon. This is Mary Blake, and so far I have not heard from Ada Marie, so hang in there. Let me see.
Okay.
We're going to wait a few minutes and see if she calls, and then we'll talk. We'll see where we want to go from here.
Okay?
Thanks.
Okay. All right.
Hello?
Mary?
Yes.
Did you speak to her earlier today?
Okay, one second. I believe she's on the line now. Hold on.
Okay, good.
Hello?
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 Hello? This isn't Ada Marie. This is just
Oh, dear. This is not Ada Marie. Oh, dear.
No.
Well, this is Mary Blake, and you have the same area code as Ada Marie, so I was thinking maybe it was her cell phone. I've been trying to reach her, and I'm not sure what happened, but we're here, and if you would like to have a show and ask some questions, I'll do what I can. So... So, what is your name?
My name is
Hello?
Lisa.
Lisa.
My name is
I believe we talked to you last week, didn't we?
I'm just calling in to listen.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I'll put you on hold then. Hello?
Hi.
Is this Sharon?
Hi. Yes, it is.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Sharon.
Well, I am a single mom, but my daughter's all grown up and lives far away, so I haven't gotten to see her and my grandkids. Been struggling like a lot of people with finances and health issues and things like that. I guess I would just kind of like to know if there's anything particular that, any messages for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see if I can tune in here and get some information for you.
Thank you.
May I ask when your birthday is?
It's the end of the month, 31st.
Okay, so you are... You are a Virgo. And
yeah.
I think there's some retrogrades in Virgo coming up. What I'm getting very strongly is for you to do some meditating and introspecting and write down some of the things that occur to you and are important to you.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
I believe
about that today.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that today. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, there's some very interesting information that is coming to you, and it seems to be a turn in your life where you're turning to the things that are important to you instead of the things that are pulling on you from outside. Does that make any sense?
Well, people are what's always been most important to me. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all need a place to live, right? We all need
of course.
To survive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So survival has kind of been what's pulling on me, but, you know, people and relationships are always the most important.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting is your most important relationship is with yourself. And what seems to be coming up in the next couple of weeks is how you feel about yourself. And it's very important that you appreciate and value yourself. Because, first of all, if you don't do that, no one else will. Does that
right.
make sense to you? Right.
Sure.
And the relationship, again, with other people, it feels as if the people that you have been hoping to have relationships with and working to have relationships with are not really returning to you what you're giving out. Does that make sense?
I've been pretty isolated. I haven't really had a lot of contact.
Okay. Have you ever done any volunteering work?
Oh, yeah. That's been my life.
Okay.
I raised my kids to volunteer. I always volunteered, but my health issues. And then I was in social work as a profession.
Yeah.
But
uh-huh.
my health has prevented me from being able to do anything.
Do you have a website?
Do I what, hon?
Have a website.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. You on the internet?
Yeah, I do have a Facebook page, but it doesn't work very well.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm keeping getting all. It's important for your writing, and there's something.
Okay. No, that makes
something
sense.
About
just,
writing to
yeah.
other people.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Because you do have an awful lot to give. And some of the information you have is a little bit different than what you usually hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
is that regarding what's going on around me right now? Or
yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken any courses in meditation and joined a group?
I have taken St. Ignatian Spirituality Centering Prayer, which has to do with meditating and writing down what you receive. Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking about a group that does meditation every week. That's what I'm getting. You need that spiritual nourishment.
I believe that's for sure.
And where exactly do you live?
You know, I'm in Nebraska.
Oh, but you have an Arizona number. How odd.
You know, could you give me the phone number that's showing up on your phone?
Oh no. No, you're calling the 402. It's Lisa that has the Arizona thing. When I get right brained like this, and I'm communicating, I lose numbers and names and things like that. So you're in Nebraska. I'm getting a 402 number.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Okay. So the is there another like a metaphysical group?
I'm a Catholic. I really wouldn't be interested in a metaphysical group. You know, there's so much spirituality in the Catholic Church. You know, there's more paranormal and spirituality in the Catholic Church than anywhere else that I've ever seen. But, there's prayer groups and centering prayer. That's kind of it's kind of like meditation. You meditate or you listen to what the Holy Spirit has to tell you about a certain passage and things like that. You journal. Right.
I see. Okay. Well, that writing, I get the feeling that needs to be shared. That some of
I was just going to tell you that today I was just thinking about, I've got to write down some of the miracles that have occurred in my life. Years ago, I was going to write a book about all the different angels that have shown up in my family, you know, my relatives' lives, you know, but recently I've been told, you know, I've had a couple of personal, probably a whole lot more than I know, you know, I mean, we don't always know what our angels have stopped from happening to us or the terrible things that they've prevented, you know, we don't know all the time, but I've had a few miracles, very important miracles in my life. So I was thinking I need to write them down.
You really do. And you need to acknowledge and give thanks for them and share them with other people so that it's just that when we keep things to ourselves, we're kind of cheating the world from some of the wonderful miracles because many times people are on the edge of a miracle and almost push it away because they have a hard time believing that it could be true, or it could happen, or that they talk themselves out of the wonderful gifts that they've just been given. And when we share these things, we do two things. Number one, we are able to to give our own thanks and to give the energy and feed it in our own lives. And number two,
mm-hmm.
we alert other people to the ways things can happen and help them to look out for things. Now, does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay. So my recommendation is to begin writing and write soon and share it as much as you can.
Okay.
There used to be, there often are ways that you can tag in onto other people's blogs if you don't have a website. Go into other people's blogs and just make comments and build on other people's thoughts and ideas, and that's a way to begin sharing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even know how you find those. How do you find blogs? I guess.
Go, try Googling.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sure. Okay. Google for spiritual blogs.
Okay.
And that would make whoops. Let's see. Yes, spiritual blogs. There's a Christian blog for women, God's Grace in Your Life, spiritual blogs, meet others and learn together.
Huh.
All of these things that you have a place for reaching out, you understand something, and this is very important. There is something that is a negative influence in many of our lives, and that is a sense of feeling separate, a sense of separateness from life and from other people and from the good that is available, that is out there for us. And it's up to us to reach out. If you do not reach out, if you don't ask a question, you won't get any answers. If you don't,
right.
If you don't say hello and smile and make friends, you won't have any new friends.
Mhm.
Is that making sense?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you have something to give and you're not giving it, simply because you're holding back. Because you're feeling alone and you're feeling isolated and you're feeling unappreciated. Does that sound familiar?
Yes. I've been dealing with a lot of negative around my home. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's caused, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, and then health things.
Yeah. So how do you work against negativity? You bombard it with positive.
Right.
Okay. You see,
right.
You just giving up something, just fighting against something, is not enough. We need to strive for something. If you take something away,
right.
You need to put something good in its place.
Right.
Is that making sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. You know, my greatest battle with this has been my health. You know, and
yeah.
That's tough.
Okay.
Very frustrating.
Now, about your health issues. What are you doing about that?
Well, you know, tried to just try to keep going. I've tried to go to doctors. I've tried to, you know, take medicine. I'm trying to get insurance. I don't have insurance or any income, so I'm trying to get that. You know, I'm trying to get help with that.
Okay.
You know, the doctors just
what about Catholic charities? Have you reached out to them?
They really don't do anything with insurance or that sort of thing. I actually haven't. I've
okay.
You know, kind of gotten whatever there is to get, you know. But there's just a lot of areas that, you know, I'm learning.
When you were working as a social worker and someone like you in your
uh-huh.
position came to you, what did you suggest?
Well, you know, I was in a position where I could make decisions and get funds for people that no one wants to do for me. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mostly dealt with kids, you know, in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I made sure that they got to get the money they needed to play football or get the bed they needed or, you know, I fought for those things. And I was able to do that, but I'm in a position where I need somebody to help me. And I'm finding, you know, there's a lot of things people would be surprised that there is no asset for, you know, there really is, you know, I mean, I can tell you right now in our state, a mother cannot get Pedialyte for their baby unless they pay cash. There is not one program that covers Pedialyte. And now any mother out there is going to know that if your baby's sick, that's one of the first things the doctors tell you to do. Is stop formula and put them on Pedialyte, okay, to keep them from dehydrating or whatever. But yet there's no funding for Pedialyte anywhere. They won't let you use food stamps. You cannot use food stamps to buy Pedialyte. I can buy candy bars, but I can't buy Pedialyte because they say it's not a formula. That's the excuse that's given. Now, there's a WIC program, which is supposed to be, I didn't know about it when my kids were little, but there's a WIC program where you're supposed to get formula and diapers, but yet they won't give you Pedialyte. You cannot, if you have Medicaid and you can get, you know, free medical prescriptions and things like that, you cannot get Pedialyte because they don't consider it a prescription. So here's something that is so basic and so important, and it's for babies. And yet there is no program out there that will help for it, that a woman can get help with. One can of Pedialyte costs $16. That's 8 ounces. A baby on Pedialyte is going to go through 3 or 4 cans, you know, a day. And these single moms, these young, you know, they don't have that money to do that.
Right.
So there's things
so
like
maybe,
that.
So maybe this is something that you can reach out to your politicians and reach out to them and talk to them.
Right.
You
there are many things
that you can do. Also, you can research and try to find a natural substitute for Pedialyte.
I right now, at this moment, I do not have the resources or the energy to do that, to take on that cause. I have made it known to every social worker out there. I made it known when I was working there. But right now, I've got to get healthy enough that I can't even walk around a lot, you know? So...
yeah.
Not right now. I'm trying to take care of myself and get, you know, strong.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just an example. You know, people don't realize. You know, they just, unless you've been there, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have just looked this up, and the natural alternative for Pedialyte is 6 teaspoons of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1 liter or 4.2 cups of filtered drinking water. Okay.
That's great. You know, if I don't think there's going to be any doctors out there that are going to give that prescription. I know that a state case manager is not allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the person would have to be, they would have to, you know, take that initiative. And most of the people that are in a crisis situation,
mm-hmm.
That's why people need help when they're in a crisis.
Yeah. That's right.
But I'm glad it's
so
out there.
So there are many, many things that you can do. And when you reach out to people. And what I'm hearing is that you care, that you do care, but you have no way to help people. So
at this moment, right.
Partner with somebody who does have the way to reach out and who is concerned. Does that make sense?
You know, it's always, I like I said, I guess the hardest thing for me is to try to help myself, is to focus on myself, because all my life I can easily help other people, but I have a hard time helping myself. And maybe that's what you were getting before. So
that's okay.
What I'm trying to do, and I just stay focused on that, because I have to be able to get up so that I can help somebody else, you know.
Just remember the law of cause and effect, that what you send out will return to you increased and multiplied. And this is the one greatest law of the universe. What you send out. So be careful what you send out, and be careful of the excuses you make to yourself. As an ex-social worker, you need to take on your own case. Take on Sharon as a case.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
yeah, that's what I'm trying
when you think if you are really good at helping other people, you say to yourself, I've got to help my friend Sharon, and go for that, and I'm going to go to someone else who is going to ask a question, okay? I hope this has been helpful to you.
Well, I appreciate your time, and thank you.
Surely, and I'll pray for you, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
I wanted to get around. I'm looking at I'm looking at my love life. In particular, I'm looking at...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, love life... is very important, and the most important, actually, love life you're going to have is with yourself and with life. If you love life, if you love God,
mm-hmm.
if you love yourself, then you're going to be attractive to other people.
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. Uh-huh. So what I would suggest that you write down all of the compliments that you can remember that people said to you.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, you are building a new identity for yourself. A new way of thinking about yourself. It's a very sad thing that when we are growing up, we are taught not to be vain and not to pay too much attention to nice things that people say about us. And that's a big shame, don't you think?
Yeah, I was sharing that.
And well, you know, we're a lot of times you somebody will say, "What a pretty dress," and you say, "Oh, this old thing," and what
yeah.
you're doing actually is you are kind of insulting the other person's intelligence because they've told you it's very pretty. So why don't you say thank you and look at it again the way they're seeing it?
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have something came out different in you just then. Did you hear your voice change?
Oh yeah. So I totally agree. That's why I wanted to like. I guess I hit one. I didn't know I hit one, but I was really just listening to just surround myself with. More high vibrations of energy and conversation. And so that's why I was listening because I was going to be moving around and I guess I hit one.
I don't think it was an accident. I really don't.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay, I was just about to. Yeah,
you volunteered yourself, and then you found that it was for a reason, didn't you?
Absolutely.
You see,
many
times we have a miracle going on, and we ignore it. We don't, or we downplay it, or we don't appreciate it, and we don't act on it. And so, miracles. If you don't reach out to them, if you don't work on them, if you don't take advantage of them, they just melt away.
That's a good way to put that. Absolutely.
You know, and spirit says, "Well, I guess you didn't want that." Okay, we'll try again sometime.
Because that's what I'm doing. I experienced the loss of my loved one on July 11th, and we were in a good place. It wasn't like we were, you know, at odds or anything. We were in a good place, but just dealing with that. And so I constantly am trying to keep that space open because it's so ironic. We had this conversation that he was like, "You know, God forbid anything happens to me. You know, I don't want you like just sitting around. Like, you know, you're gonna be okay. Like." You know, it's going to be someone else. And I'm like, it's going to pick up where I left off. And I went, why would you be talking like that? Like, why? I'm not even worried about that.
Apparently, he knew something that he didn't know he knew.
Absolutely.
Now, I suggest to you that he can hear you.
Oh, yes. I've heard him. I've felt him.
Okay. So it's important that you talk to him and tell him how much you appreciated your time with him and that you wish for him to take every single advantage of the wonderful things that are available for him right now where he is and to move forward in the spirit world. And you promise him that you will take care of yourself and here on earth, and you'll know that you'll be able to reach him later at the right time when you are finished here.
Right. Okay. Huh.
That is really, really, really important that you understand that he hasn't just gone into nothing. He hasn't died. He has been reborn into his a new spiritual life. I cannot emphasize this enough and often enough that remember what Jesus said, that we, in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be as a little child.
Yes. Indeed.
And that childlike openness and wonder is exactly what we need to be promoting in order to work and to reach toward our next incarnation, our next life, which is being born into our spirit body and into that spirit world. And you know, we come here onto this plane. We come here to work against obstacles, to work to fight danger, to overcome the resistance that we constantly receive and run into on this planet. And as we do that, as we reach out toward that energy and toward the accepting the challenges, this is what I want to say. If you try to get out of and avoid a conflict, then you're wasting your time here.
Because
you understand, in the spirit world, there are no obstacles. There's no limitation. There's nothing to fight against. We come here to fight against and to work against any negativity that comes to us, and to promote the good so that we are growing spiritually.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a great reminder. Yeah, absolutely.
So when you run into a detour sign, or run into something that delays you, or that seems to make things harder for you, take it as a challenge from God to grow. It's an opportunity to get stronger, to learn more, to be a better you. You know, when we go to a gym to build muscles, what do we do?
We exercise with a weight, the counter resistance.
And the weight is the resistance, and without the weight, you can sit there and touch your shoulder 100 times. You're not going to build a muscle because there's no resistance.
Sure.
So
good.
The resistance that this world is giving us is actually what we are able to think, if we possibly can, we think of it as an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to learn a new way to do things. If you always travel the same way all the time, and suddenly there's a detour and you can't go the same way that you always went, what do you do? You learn a new way to get where you're going. And the funniest thing is if you always do things the same way, you go exactly the same way every day, and you do things exactly the same way every day, this creates a doorway to Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I was reading something about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
you gotta keep your
every time we have a challenge to learn a new way to do things, we need to be grateful for that opportunity to grow. So your loved one in leaving and going into this wonderful new life that he has now,
mm-hmm,
has now given you an opportunity to grow and to find new people to spend time with, new people to communicate with, new people to give to and receive from and learn from, and new ways to express yourself.
Okay.
So you seem to be handling it rather well.
Yes,
but
yeah,
I think you're not taking advantage. See, you don't want to think about a replacement for him.
No. But it just, I wanted to make sure that I honored him properly, meaning that I just like living my life every day. It's gotten easier. I'll put it like that. It's gotten easier. And you said two things today that came to me. And so you're just confirming. And one of them was that to make sure I tell him that I'm okay and that it's okay if he goes forward. And I did the I can't think of the name of the prayer. You know, the one you say, I'm sorry, I love you, I thank you, right? I forgive you,
mm-hmm,
that one, the whole poem. Yeah, yeah, I couldn't even remember
uh-huh
the name of it. But
uh-huh
I did that.
Uh-huh.
And then you also talked about me being able to re-express myself, be more
mm-hmm
open to expressing myself differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also a conversation that we had prior to the accident. So it was kind of like we were, like you said, I know Divine takes care of us and spirit is always present and always moving and always, you know, I'm very keen on that. So it's just like when you said that today, I was like, absolutely, that's right. You know, but I wanted to make sure, because people always stand there, they don't understand. But to me, he still is my love life for right now until I complete the task that I have to complete to place him where he needs to be appropriately.
Mm-hmm. And what you really need to do is to insist that he go onward and take advantage of everything that's available for him there.
Okay.
This is important for you. Okay?
Yes,
is that beginning to make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
You said that too, I was like, ooh. Yeah, that makes
good
sense.
Good.
Yeah.
So just keep reminding him, keep going, and so will I.
Yes, ma'am.
This is important. Oh, you are most welcome. We do have a little more time here, and I'm not sure if there's anyone else who would like to ask a question. Let me see. Yes, let me go to someone in the 916 area. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Ada. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Okay. Ada didn't. Seems to be among the missing today. So you're speaking to Mary Blake, and I'm a spiritual healer and spiritual counselor. And I also okay.
I hope
so.
Ada's
I also
well
take people into other lifetimes. So I don't know whether that is something that that is interesting to you or not. But I'm delighted to take your question.
Well, that's very sweet of you. I appreciate it. I have a situation where I am 66, but I was hired by a major medical insurance company for call center. I do have 15 years experience in a very similar position at another company.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually started on July the 5th, and it was very stressful because for 3 days they could not get me into their database, their systems in the computer. And then I asked if they would start me over, and they said no. So I think a blessing happened. My hearing aid stopped working. And so I meditated on it, and I asked them very politely if I could have a window of time through ADA, American Disabilities Act, to get that straightened out. And that request is pending, and I've been off work for a couple of weeks now. And so the young supervisor that I spoke with, the second one, said she didn't know what was going to happen, and then she suggested that maybe they would start me over in a new class, and I said, oh, what a wonderful idea you have. And I'm going to see my audiologist Tuesday, and my hearing aids have been fixed. So there, she's going to write a letter, and I'm not worried about that because I've got 4 years of audiology appointments and tons of proof. So do you feel that my job is saved and that they really are going to start me over maybe next month sometime?
I'm waiting for an answer.
All righty.
Okay. You seem to be doing just fine in hearing. Do you have a hearing some kind of thing on your telephone?
I actually have my speakerphone on high right now, and I'm holding the phone real close to my ear. But when my hearing aids are working, then I do very well. It's just that because my hearing aids stopped, I was missing a lot of information from the trainer.
Sure, yeah. Okay. So I do believe that this young person who's going to write a letter, I think it's important. It's a female.
Well, the person who's going to write a letter of accommodation is my audiologist. Her name is Michelle.
Oh, okay.
She's at a hospital, and she's been practicing audiology for a long time. And so I thought, to plead my case, I should probably get a current professional documentation. And,
sure.
So Kaiser already told me that they'll write the letter, and I've got tons of proof. So
good.
The final word on this is through the employer, though, but they probably do not want to mess with ADA. So so do you feel like it's going to be approved and then I'll probably start back next month?
It feels very good to me. It feels fine.
Well, I
the only thing I would suggest is to contact the company and tell them that look up about the company and say something good about the company. And say that you were honored to be connected with them, and you're really looking forward. See, one thing you don't want a hole in between your communication. You just get back regularly.
Right.
The squeaky,
I do. They have
squeaky wheel gets the oil.
What was that? Oh yeah. Well, they have me call in 5 days a week under this ADA request. And I agree with you. I've actually told them that I feel honored And I will continue to be on that wavelength. And I
good.
So I hope that I make it through the 7 weeks training quite easily, and I hope that I'm able to keep this job for at least 4 years. Do you see that happening?
4 years. You might get a better opportunity in between.
Is it with the same company or a different company?
No, it's not the same company.
Will I be in control of how long I stay with this company? Will I be the one to say goodbye, or would they be?
That's not important.
Well,
why are you concerned about that?
Because I was a world-class employee at a major vision insurance company for 15 years, and then I got a bully supervisor. That's why I'm worried, because I want to be in control of how long I keep my employment. I don't want to be
okay.
I don't want to.
What is coming out really quickly is that you're looking for, you are manufacturing things that haven't happened yet, and you're energizing the negative. So cut that out. This is a whole new ball game, and what you need to look for the good, and expect the good. Because and forget about being in control. Because the minute you start doing that, you're putting demands upon something that you don't even have yet. Okay. So you are you're putting barriers where there aren't any. When you try to control everything, you wind up controlling nothing. Is that beginning to make sense?
I do understand what you're saying, and really, I am not a controlling personality, but with the nightmare that happened to me, I just want to make sure that I'm considered a high contributor, and that
then to be considered a high contributor, all you have to do is be a high contributor. Okay? And you know how good you are. That's the important thing. Focus on your capability and your quality and what you have to give. And what you are sending out. Don't forget that you are taking something that happened in the past and projecting it onto the future. And that is a way we get in trouble metaphysically, because you're expecting something bad to happen, and you want to know how to control it before it even exists. So that's wasted energy, totally wasted energy. And you are feeding something that could never happen. You understand that the things that we worry about, about 80% of them never happen. Okay. About, say, 16% of them happen, but they're not nearly as bad as we thought they would be. And about 1% happens, and it's a whole lot worse than we thought they would be. So why are you wasting all of that energy on 1%?
Right.
Okay? Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll think positive and then.
Yes, because everything that you give to the negative, that's what you're feeding. That those are seeds you're planting. And that's what you're nurturing and watering and helping to grow. Just remember that everything that you think and worrying, let me tell you, takes as much energy as praying for something good to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm praying.
And it's just as effective.
Thank you.
So would you go around praying for bad things to happen?
No, of course not.
Okay. So every time you start to worry, say, wait a minute, I'm not going to pray for that to happen. And every time you catch yourself on the verge of negativity and choose positive, you're getting stronger.
Okay.
And that's important. And the things that the positive things that you create for yourself resonate outward for other people. Does that make sense?
Resonate backwards for other people?
Outwards to other people.
Oh.
Okay. Because think about when you get that job, how many people are you going to help?
Oh, I'll want to help everybody I speak with. Be quite
there you go. And you can do that even if you don't have that job. You can go and look, expect good things to happen, and help other people when other people are worrying. You can pass this information on. The things that you learn, when you pass them on, what are you doing?
I see the point that you're making, and I'll visualize success and longevity. Thank you.
Good. And many people who seem to enjoy negativity, they'll say, oh, yeah, I hear you. I understand. I don't blame you for worrying about that. And let me tell you what happened to a friend of mine. And what they're doing is they are feeding negativity.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeding your negativity, and they are considering themselves very important because they get to tell you all about this terrible thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... That's not exactly what you want to do in this world. There's way too much negativity already. Why do we want to feed it and nourish it and help it to grow?
I suppose my experience impacted me. And I'm just not as trusting as I used to be in that I want to believe only good things will happen. But I also have to think that there are people who are not honor-bound the way I am, and they may have more of a position of power. So even though I may have the best of intentions, dealing with those kinds of energies,
okay, well, what I would suggest that you do is that you stick it in your back pocket and only bring it out when you really are confronted with the situation that it will come in handy for.
All right.
You see, the negativity, the negative things that happen to us, we can either focus on them all the time, or we can bring them out only when we need them, or when you see something is happening that that will be helpful to. It's like taking an umbrella when you see it's cloudy because one time you got soaked wet because you didn't take one.
Mm-hmm.
Drawing it way down to something silly like that.
Yeah, I see the point that you're making, but I lost my life savings because of this. I had planned on buying a house, and the money is pretty much gone now. And so it had an impact on me in my life, big time. And I want
why don't you focus on you? You are so grateful that you had that money because it came in handy, and it served you well when you needed it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, see, you anything that happens to us, we can turn it around and find something positive, because there is no such thing as a total evil or total good in this world, because there's a little bit of good in the best in the worst of us, and a little bit of bad in the best of us, because this is the plane of imperfection. And how you learn to deal with imperfection will change your experience of life.
Well, I appreciate your time. How would I find you on the internet?
Well, right now I have a domain, and I changed internet providers, so I lost my website, and I've been so busy working on my book that I actually haven't bothered to get another website up. However, you can reach me at TMB Network. That's The Mary Blake, TME Network at TWC. com. That's an email, and you can call me at 212-724-4081.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
Sure. And I hope that the energy that I have been sending your way is put to good use.
Very nice of you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what we are here for. We are here to give. We're here to receive. We are here to experience all the things that are going on and to make the most of them. And when you do that, you have a successful life.
Right.
Okay. I do have someone else who is waiting to ask a question. So
okay.
Tell me your name again. Tell me your name again.
Wendy.
Okay. Thanks. And bless you, and let me go on to the next caller.
Bless you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm very good. You have a question?
Yes, I do. So currently I'm single. I want to kind of keep it this way for a while. I'm not dating anyone in the state where I live, okay? I would say maybe in about 6 or 7 months I'm going to be visiting California. And I would like to know what my guides are stating in regards to setting up a eHarmony page, because I want to meet someone different, okay? I just like to know, what are my guides saying?
Well, your guides are saying that in California there will be an opportunity to grow.
Okay.
And your opportunity to grow is, it looks as if you're not doing too much of it where you are.
Yeah. I live in New York, but I definitely plan on, hopefully, I will say, within maybe the next year and a half. I probably plan on relocating to California, but not just right now. I can't do it.
Okay. Are you taking advantage of the many things that are going on in New York?
Yeah, actually, okay. So I plan on going back to school to get my master's. That's number one. After I complete school, that's when I plan on going, hopefully, to California. I need to look for a new job. Hopefully, the company that I would like to go into, they have offices in California. So I'm trying to...
I see. Okay. Well, my strongest suggestion for you, and what's coming through on my wavelength here, is number one, to be as positive and as outgoing, and you sound as if you have a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm, and I'm thinking this is an interesting time for you. What is your master's going to be in?
It's probably going to be in entertainment law.
I just missed you, for you moved a little away from the phone.
Entertainment
law. Well, that certainly is a good place to go for the California for, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, as you go for your master's, reach out into some of the smaller venues for entertainment in New York City, and meet as many people as you can. Kind of interview them and find out what they're fighting for, what's the good and the bad and the things that seem to be important for them to surround, you know?
Yes.
And this is an interesting time for you. Would you mind telling me your age?
Oh, it's 27.
27?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you are coming up to, and I knew your age was important. You're coming up. I'm not an astrologer, but I will tell you that you're coming up to a Saturn return, and it might be fun for you to consult an astrologer. And find out if you don't know where Saturn was in your birth chart and the challenge in at 29, if you don't, if you mess up on this on the first challenge Saturn return, you have to wait until you're 58 is it? To do it again.
Okay, well, I can't mess up.
So you can consider yourself right about now This is a helpful hint. So go to a good astrologer and say, you know, you're within a couple of years, and Saturn moves very slowly. So so check on your Saturn return prepare yourself for it and work through it. Okay.
All right. It's so funny that you say that because today is my birthday. So I'm definitely.
Oh,
definitely,
well, happy birthday. How fantastic.
So
all right, then.
All right. I will definitely keep in touch with you. I will even do another reading with you. I'm so glad that for everything that you've just mentioned, I am definitely taking advantage of it.
Okay. And by the way, Ada Marie is among the missing, and this is Mary Blake. So pardon?
I said, oh, all right, are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am. And I happen to live in New York City.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
So my telephone number is 212.
Uh-huh. 724-4081. All right. I'm taking this down. Actually, I'm going to...
Okay, and tell me your name
show.
Again so I connect with you.
It's Terry.
Terry. Okay. Great.
All right.
All right. Well, I get very, very good vibes about you, Terry.
All right. Thank you. I'm so
okay.
happy right now.
And you know... It's very funny. The more you are interested in other people, the more interesting you become.
Oh, really?
This is something that just came through that I was supposed to tell you.
All right. So it looks like I'm on the right track because I have some projects that I'm working on, and I just don't know how to present them as of yet. And I didn't know exactly if people will accept the information that I will put out. So I don't want to talk too much about it, but I will definitely let you know once I call you, and hopefully we'll get a chance to meet.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm a West Sider.
I'm sorry?
I'm a West Sider.
Oh, all right. All right, that's fine. I'm you're on the West Side, I'm in the Uptown area. So,
yeah, that's right. Okay.
Manhattan. All right. So, definitely, I have your number, and we will talk in the future. All right.
Very good. Okay.
All right.
Well, I really appreciate it. It was a good opportunity to speak with you, Terry, because I think you have an awful lot to give, and especially on your birthday. That's wonderful. Okay.
Yes, thank you. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sure thing. All righty. And I think that's unfortunately we have someone who just tuned in, and they don't seem to be wanting to ask a question. But I'm going to click you off so I can talk briefly.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you. Bye-bye.
Definitely.
Okay. I see someone, it looks like from the from Texas area code maybe. And unfortunately, if you have a question, please dial 1, and I will be happy to speak with you. Okay, very good. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Are you accepting questions today?
I am. And this is not Ada Marie. Ada Marie seems to be missing in action. And I'm instead of hosting, I'm just taking questions. So who am I speaking with?
Sure, this is Sue.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling as far as questions, you mean like readings or just questions?
No, just anything that you'd like to talk about. I'm here.
Oh, I just, when someone passes, I just like to know what the spirits, what evolves after their passing.
I am so sorry that you weren't here earlier. Because
okay.
we had someone who was calling who just lost a loved one on July 11th, and we had quite a good conversation about that. I work in taking people into other lifetimes, and I've
okay.
been doing that since 1980, and I've been working with healing energy since I was 15 years old.
Okay.
So I can definitely talk for a long time about what happens when we leave this body.
Yes.
First of all, you have to understand there's no such thing as death.
Right.
We are talking about the immortal human spirit. So there is birth and there is rebirth. Remember in the Bible it says in order to enter the kingdom of heaven you must be reborn?
Yes.
Okay. So when we leave this body, we are born into a spirit body and a whole spirit lifetime. And we go into the spirit world, and we go as far as we are willing to go. Some people are so afraid of death, and they're so afraid of the hell and brimstone kind of thing, and
mm-hmm.
and being tortured and being punished for the bad things they did, and.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, God doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We and our friends and neighbors and relatives do a very good job of that here on earth. So God gives us an opportunity to grow. And my spirit guide, whose name is Stardust, says mistakes are a shortcut to learning.
Okay.
So, now the original meaning of sin comes from the archery world, and it means you missed the target. Is that interesting?
It is.
So, when you make a mistake, the very least you can do is to learn not to do that again.
Right.
But you also have a tremendous opportunity to learn other things. What does that teach you? How can this make a difference in your life?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you decide that you did something terrible, well, you're going to either punish yourself for doing something terrible, or you're going to figure other ways not to do that again. Are you going to make excuses and pretend you didn't do it? Which is a waste, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. So when you make a mistake, you have the opportunity to see, number one, how to avoid that in the future. Number two, other things that other avenues that mistake opens you up to.
Okay.
sometimes by making a mistake, you can learn how to help a lot of other people.
Right.
To help them from keep them from making that same mistake. And say, hey, do you really want to do that? I mean, when I tried that, it was a mess. You see what I'm saying to you? How you can use mistakes?
Yes.
So that's important. Now, as for have you had someone that you cared about be reborn into the spirit world recently?
One last year and one as of yesterday, yes, of the day before.
Okay. Okay, so now this is important. Now, this person who just graduated
passed on
into their whole new exciting. It's like what do they call it when you graduate from high school from college. They don't call it a graduation. They call it something else. And I'm so right brain right now. I'm losing words, but
that's
you know
okay.
what I mean. Hmm?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so was that person aware spiritually?
Think so, because she came to me. I think her spirit came to me right before she was passed on and getting delivered a message to me through another person. So I want to say I think she did.
Good. So what you want to do is you want to be happy for her, and
yes.
you want to tell her that you are going to be fine. That you appreciate everything that she gave you, everything that she taught you, everything that she meant to you, and what you want her to do is to leave Earth to the people who are temporarily stuck here, and to take absolute total advantage of everything that is available in the spirit world. For
okay.
her, because you know, spirit doesn't grab you and throw you and around and shake you and say, you've got to do this. This is
right.
good for you. You've got to do this. Spirit waits for you to say, I'm ready.
Okay.
Spirit waits for you to say, I'm open.
Okay.
And spirit is aware of the limitations that you are fighting against to overcome, and will help you in every way that you reach out. Okay?
Okay.
But you won't get it unless you ask.
Okay.
And you don't want this very dear, wonderful person. And if she is already reaching out, I don't know what kind of message you were given. But I'm hoping that it was a very positive one.
Oh, it was. She wanted me to be happy.
Good.
And healthy and honest.
And you can say to her, yes, I'm going to do that, and thank you for reminding me.
Okay, I will.
And I want you to be happy, and I want you to be fulfilled, and I want you to get the very best of everything that is available. You know, they have all kinds of amazing it's like spiritual university kind of things. The things that are and the knowledge is available instantly, and
okay.
all you have to do is open yourself up, and once you're in the spirit world, you don't crawl and struggle, you fly.
Sounds exciting.
Okay. And when you're dealing with spirit and you're dealing with spiritual energy, and when you're when I'm working with healing people, I say, please be greedy. Take as much as you can get.
Okay.
One time, this is so cute. One time I was at an ashram. Oh, it was my goodness, way back in the 70s and the early 80s. And there was someone that needed healing, and I was sending out energy, and a little 3-year-old came over to me and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm sending energy, to healing energy, so this person can feel better and be happy." And she said to me, "Don't give away too much." And I said, "Oh, it's not my energy I'm giving away, it's God's. And God never runs out of energy." And she said, "Oh, okay." And she climbed up on my lap and fell sound asleep.
Okay.
Isn't that a wonderful story?
Yes.
But 3-year-olds are so hungry and open to learning and eager and excited with life that you can tell them, you can feed them, and they will take it and they will use it.
Okay.
So as we work, just know when something good is coming to you, don't feel guilty about taking it.
Okay.
Be very greedy, because when you shut it off, that's it.
Okay.
It stops.
Okay.
So we need to be hungry to learn. We need to be hungry to feel and to grow and to explore and to love and be loved. We need to be as greedy as a 3-year-old.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Because, for example, I just read something the other day that psychologists had, they were studying the genius quotient. And with 2-year-olds, they found that 80% of them were creative geniuses. And by the third grade, only 20% of the third graders were creative geniuses. And somehow between 3 or 2 and 9, that creative genius had been squashed. So don't let that happen to you.
I won't. I'm enjoying the moment. I'm enjoying all the energy that she was able to pass on the other day through another individual. It's just so odd, but it was her energy.
Fantastic. Keep talking to that dear one of yours, because she can hear you.
Okay.
And just when something great happens, I just wanted to share this. It's great. Dan, I hope you're doing fantastic. Okay? And now we are just about a minute for closure. And there you go, 60 seconds. So what I want to do, I want to send love and positive energy and enthusiasm to everyone who hears this program, and to Ada Marie, because Ada Marie is with us in spirit. I know she is. Her energy is the purpose of the original purpose of this program, and her She has a number that is 520-896 or 896-95110. So you can call her between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific time, 7 days a week, and this is just sending love and light to everyone who hears this program, especially Etta Marie, because I don't know what she's doing right now. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I really appreciate you. Bye.